Day, high temperatures around 90 both days. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com. Enjoy delicious meat and 3 lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Party! A brilliant gala where Marguerite's and co-host Blue Water Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced 1-carat Forever Mark diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTE Outdoor Power.
The 10 o'clock name for this morning, William Harsha. We are looking for William Harsha to call us back at 396-5477. William Harsha, you have the rest of this hour to call us back at 396-5477 to qualify for a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond from Marguerite's.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Best to try to outsmart Facebook.
Well,
Four Seasons should be in the public domain.
Should be.
We keep getting kicked off because of the music.
They don't recognize we pay for this.
See, that's what I'm saying. There has to be a way that you can say I'm licensed.
Yeah, we're licensed over the air, not through Facebook, though.
Isn't it the same thing?
Seth Spotlow joins the program.
Something lawyers.
Look at Seth with his Batman shirt.
It's hot.
I know.
It's nothing to those pants.
Well, you know.
I love that. You look. You dress like I did in high school. That's saying something for me. Look at me. My pants look like Swiss cheese, man.
I dress like a 60-year-old man.
I love it.
You dress like Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack.
Exactly.
Yes.
Nailed it. Yeah, 100% nailed.
Is that the look
you're
going
for? That's truly what, like, that's my goal in life, has to always been that dude. Looks good on you, though. But you were something before electricity.
You really do. You have that look of
it's a certain je ne sais quoi. Je ne sais, I don't give a quoi.
Still federally regulated airways.
I know.
Our number 272-9228.
See, so this is dumb. We can cuss on Facebook, but not on air. But we can play the licensed music on air, but not on Facebook.
We got
your stuff together, FCC.
We'll figure it out.
This is trash.
But if you're wondering why the Facebook live feed ended abruptly during the first hour, that's what it was.
You got this, man.
We'll just find public.
I'll just play like Mickey Mouse tunes and stuff.
That's right.
Hey.
Public domain stuff.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Yeah. You know what I think the problem probably is?
What's that?
Facebook censoring intellectually honest, philosophically consistent. I'm going to just say we've been censored by Facebook.
Probably.
Duh.
Probably.
We've been censored by Facebook.
It's not going to take long.
No. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, see, I mean.
Somebody's going to knock us off. Give me one good Muslim rant. And we're toast. That'll be the last time you ever see this show live.
Trannies.
That's a good point. All right, we got during the hours we're streaming on Facebook, we got to comply with Facebook terms of service here. But the sound should be good. The video should be good. It's available for purchase. If you guys want to do some purchasing on this, we will have you ready to go. We have a backup system in case the Facebook Live gets blocked. We have a backup system through YouTube.
Yeah, well, we can discuss during the broadcast. There's ways around this. There has to be.
Well, and we can just run it through our own website if we have to.
Yeah.
We can do that.
But, I mean, like, I don't know.
I mean, I've got websites we can throw in online.
I mean, I get that. Who doesn't? But
I mean, I own every candidate's website I ever bought.
Yeah. Duh.
I mean, I still own ReachBikini2014.com. I mean, we could live stream there if we want.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you off air.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. The DNC has picked the 20 candidates. Joe Biden and Bernie will be joining in the first debate.
I think I sent you a text the other day, but I think I might have got that wrong. I think one of the Colorado losers might have come in.
Yeah.
Didn't Hickenlooper make it?
Hickenlooper got it.
Yeah.
But the other two Colorado losers didn't.
What, there's two?
I thought there was a senator.
Hickenlooper's the governor. He's the guy that went to see Deep Throat with his mom.
Right.
And then Bennett's the rando that.
Sorry, Ma.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying this, old lady? Get a load of that.
It was her idea.
That still just baffles me.
There's a lot about that that baffles me. It was her idea.
Well, I mean, she wanted to see it, but, you know, she was afraid to walk into the theater alone, you know?
Well, I bet.
So come on, son.
The types of places that played, I bet she was afraid.
Right? Mm. Oh, Lord.
You just need, like, those acid-proof, fat-proof shoes. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. All right, so, the former Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, has made. Now, I'm going to read through some of these names, and there are going to be people who go, who?
Oh, yeah, there's some weirdos who made it.
Joe Biden is in. Pocahontas, the United States Senator from the great state of Massachusetts, she is in. Bernie Sanders, noted communist who once honeymooned in Moscow during the Soviet Union's reign of terror. He is in. Pete Buttigieg, the South Bend, Indiana mayor and CIA plant, he is in. Kamala Harris, the insanely attractive U.S. Senator from California, she is in. Beta Male O'Rourke, the former United States Congressman from Texas who ran and lost and couldn't even win his own state, but somehow thinks he's going to beat the man who lost to Donald Trump. No, he's going to beat the man who beat the man that he ran against and lost to.
Right.
Somehow that's going to make sense.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Everybody's at home going, math. I didn't know math was on this test. Cory Booker, the United States Senator from the great state of New Jersey, also known as Spartacus, who once ran into a burning building to save a cat. He is going to be in. Kirsten Gillibrand. Is it Gillibrand or Gillibrand?
Do you say GIF or JIF for the moving, you know?
I say it right.
You say GIF?
Yes.
So let's say Gillibrand. Okay. Let's be consistent.
JIF.
You see that? You know
JIF is peanut butter.
Do you know what I'm talking about, though? The guy,
yes.
The guy that made that invented it was like,
It's always been Jif.
Well,
dude, well, if it's always been Jif, then like spell it JIF.
I don't
care if it stands for graphic interface, whatever.
Yeah, like, graphic just, starts with G.
Yeah.
Graphic. Yeah, right. Graphic. And you're, GI is always G.
Actually,
yeah.
you know how you end this debate? It's called kill yourself. Now, move on.
You know what? He's mad nobody remembered him.
Correct.
He's trying to get back into it.
Right.
He's like,
it's Jif.
I'll tell him it's Jif. And that's
not JPEG.
Exactly. JPEG had a J. Michael Bennett.
Who?
No, that's the other loser from Colorado.
Well, he's on it.
Well, okay, they might have squeaked under it, because remember, as of yesterday or 2 days ago, they were both out, and I texted Barron and I was like, Colorado, state of losers. Neither their senator nor their governor.
Michael Bennett. I honestly never heard of the guy. He's a United States senator from Colorado.
Yeah.
Amy Klobuchar, my dark horse candidate to be the Democratic nominee. Amy Klobuchar, the United States senator from Minnesota.
Doesn't she sound like she talk like this, Bailey?
She looks kind of like the girl in Saturday Night Live.
Pat. That's what I was going. That's what I was going for.
She does. She looks like that. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's hey, if both of us came up with it, everybody else did too.
I want to do.
Hi, Terry and Jean.
I don't get it.
Kevin Nealon's like,
I never like SNL.
You never saw Pat.
Kevin Nealon says he says like you want to carry your purse or your wallet or your wall purse.
I just carry a sports bag.
She was this androgynous character named Pat.
It's super awkward, and you know what? You couldn't get away with it anymore.
No way.
Oh, they
no
would go way. Nuts.
The lesbians would freak out these days. One tranny, boom, it'd be over. I promise you.
Yeah.
One tranny would complain to Lorne Michaels, they would shut it down. But no, Pat was this androgynous male-female character. Nobody knew if it was male or female. There was always this joke, like, the Pat character would go up to the bathroom and like look both ways and be like, I don't have to go. And like turn and walk off.
It's funny.
It's a good bit. Tim Ryan, the United States Congressman from Ohio. Eric Swalwell.
Tim Ryan, one of those guys is the guy that whose walk-on music is Old Town Road.
That's Tim Ryan.
Yeah, okay. So he's the only one of the lot that we could like.
Yeah. Eric Swalwell's would be like YMCA.
What are you saying?
Tulsi Gabbard, who, if anybody has to be a Democrat and win out of this field, I hope it's Tulsi Gabbard.
Big Bashar al-Assad supporter, right?
Well, you know, what it is, she figured out what I figured out. This is a war in Syria about pipelines, and if you take Assad out...
Oh, I thought you were saying that she was into pipelines.
Oh, she loves pipelines.
Yeah, I thought
she loves pipelines.
Speaking of pipe. So she's a pipeline gal.
Loves pipes.
She likes the pipes, Baron.
Well, who doesn't love
one? A big pipe running right through Syria, Baron. Keep going.
All of a sudden, she's like, I do like Assad.
Bashar al-Assad.
Jay Inslee, the Washington governor. I still thought Christine Gregoire was the governor of Washington. How long has she not been there?
Like a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought she was like governor for life. Wasn't she there forever? John Hickenlooper, the former Colorado governor.
Oh, that's right. They got that other guy now.
Yeah, he's been there. He's been gone a year or two.
Yeah, that's right.
Julian Castro may or may not be related to...
Julian Castro.
Is it Julian?
Julian Castro.
Does he talk like that?
I mean, I'm sure that, like...
Julian. He might?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not saying he doesn't.
No, you know, it's like the Alex Trebek thing where he'll be like, on this date, and da-da-da, Julian Castro. Like, going to the accent, you know?
Bill de Blasio qualified, the New York City mayor.
Bill de Blasio?
Who has a lower... What'd you tell me?
Lower approval rating in New York City than Trump does.
Than Donald Trump.
He's at 27, Trump's at 33.
That's exactly.
The people in New York City, who is not a hotbed of conservatism or Trumpism, they like Trump better than they like their own mayor.
John Delaney, the former United States Congressman from Maryland. You know, I know a lot of people who were unsatisfied or dissatisfied with the field, and they said, if we could just get a John Delaney to qualify.
I've never even heard of him.
I haven't either. I just read his name for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
if we could just get a John Delaney to qualify. If we could just get a guy like John Delaney. You know, not a current congressman. A former congressman.
Former congressman.
Not from a critical state, but Maryland.
My favorite thing was like back in, like I think 2000 and 2004. One of the times that Gephardt was running and like, Imus would have all the candidates on, but Gephardt wasn't allowed on because congressmen aren't important enough to come on. I always thought that was the biggest flex ever. Just like, sorry, can't come on. Not important enough.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him at all.
I don't blame him.
I love it.
Former congressman from Maryland. Maryland's best known as the state people that work in D.C. don't live in.
Right.
They all live in Virginia.
Right.
Maryland is like, the place where they don't live. Andrew Yang, he's listed here as an entrepreneur. He's best known for not wanting you to circumcise your children. He wants to create a law that you can't go snipping away.
Snip, snip, snip.
Anti-Semite. This whole movement against away from that is anti-Semitism.
But Baron, it's natural.
And nasty.
I'm not starting. Mary Ann Williamson. Have you ever heard that name?
I only know this one because I saw a thing about how basically, like, she's like a witch or something, right? She's like she's a super wacko.
It's really? She's listed on this list as a spiritual healer.
Well, yes.
What did I say?
I'm going for her.
Witch, spiritual healer?
Is there a difference? That is your Democratic field, ladies and gentlemen. People who did not qualify. Montana Governor Steve Bullock, didn't know he was running. Miramar, Florida Mayor Wayne Messam. He probably saw the mayor of South Bend getting so much place. Like, mayors are in? Yeah, I'm in. Mayors of seventh largest cities in their state are in? I am totally in.
Miramar.
But what Wayne doesn't understand is Butt Gig is a CIA plant, right. So of course he's going to get the press.
But he's also like, this is in Miami. They should let me in, right? It's like right down the road.
Is it in Miami? Yeah. That's probably why he's running.
Right.
There's some weird deal. You have to get like 1,000 donors.
No, it's like 60,000. It's a
1,000 donors in each state.
No, and then there's a total threshold, and then you have to be polling, I think, above 2%. 2% or above.
In like three polls.
Right.
65,000 individual donations from at least 20 states.
Okay.
At least one support in three major, 1% support in three major polls.
1%. If you can, I could get 1%.
Seth Moulton, congressman from Massachusetts, didn't qualify.
He didn't.
No.
I love that they all got beat by the witch.
If she wiggles her nose on stage, I'm going to die.
I
hope she tries to lay hands on somebody.
Oh, totally. She's going to lick somebody's eye.
Guys, get over to Chase Interiors when you get a chance. Chase Interiors, chaseinteriors.com if you want to check them out online, chaseinteriors.com. These guys are absolutely phenomenal. There are a lot of people that say, I'll do this, I'll do that. Listen, Chase Interiors only does one thing. Well, walls and ceilings, two things. Walls and ceilings. They pick something, they do it right. Sheetrock, doesn't matter. Drywall, doesn't matter. Cracks, holes, watermarks, AC line drips. Roof leaks. It doesn't matter. If it's a water problem, it's a paint problem. If it's a problem with your roof, I mean, not your roof, your ceiling or your wall, Chase Interiors is the only number you need to call. Oh, come on.
Come on. I like that. I like that.
Come on. That was money.
If something's wrong with your ceiling, there's something wrong with your roof.
That doesn't rhyme.
But it makes sense.
Well, maybe. 799-1502. 799-1502. Get Chase Interiors on the phone. My man Trey over there. Take care of you. ChaseInteriors.com. 799-1502. Chase Interiors. If it's wall or ceiling related, call Chase Interiors. If it's anything else, call someone else. Call someone else. 19 after 10.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
You walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Pants. Somebody on the Facebook live stream said if you just got here, Baron's not wearing pants.
Assless chaps.
They're pants.
Are those not pants? Those
well,
pants.
I mean, he's got the boots and hats to match. So,
well,
you know.
Yeah, hey.
Assless chaps are hot.
Keeping it real.
Those are fire.
If you're DOR.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. We'll take your calls right there when we get an opportunity. 272-9228. Yeah, I don't think it's going to work doing
really?
It that way.
Why not?
Because then they can't hear me talking until I pull all this all the way well, down.
I'm just saying if you want to
they
keep,
can't hear any of us talking.
But if you want to keep the but if you want to keep the stream up.
Yeah. We're trying to solve a problem here. Facebook wants to knock us off anytime we play music.
So we might have to turn the bumper down.
Yeah, but it's not just the bumper. It's everything. Well, like, they couldn't hear you guys talking either. No, right. The people over the air could.
Well, what I'm saying is, I mean, I guess we could adjust and just, like, in the 11 o'clock hour, not talk during the bumper and then pull it down and do our thing.
That's a good point.
So I'm just saying.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I'm a solutions guy, Baron.
Yeah, we're trying. All right, our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. We're going to find a workaround. We'll find a solution. We'll get it fixed. If you want to sponsor the Facebook live feed, let us know. We'll take care of that. We'll give you some mentions. We'll put up a gigantic sign over here in the camera view. Seth Spotlow joins the program. Dave, Baron, here as we are each and every day from 9 to noon. Yeah, we'll get it fixed. It's on my Facebook page, Baron Coleman. Baron like the Red Baron, Coleman like the cooler. I have never in my life met someone who spells their name C-O-L-M-A-N. But I have corrected many a dumbass who tries to spell my name that way in front of me. C-O-L-M-A-N? No. That's Coleman. That's not even a word. Coleman, seriously. Like the cooler. You've been looking at that name your whole life. Camping gear, grills. Coats, sleeping bags, lanterns, Coleman with the tag, little red logo with
it's
the
green. It's not John Deere.
My goodness. Our number 272-9228, Doug.
Yeah, I wanted to remind your guest host that if you've got a stain on your ceiling, it might not be your roof, it might be your water heater. If it's in the attic, you might want to call Cole Plumbing.
Yes,
and
sir.
It doesn't matter if it's Sunday at 8 p.m., there's no after hours or weekend charge.
Well done.
And he has almost been in the business in the River Region forever. Almost forever.
Almost for over 40 years.
You man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to make a prediction, and I wanted to
This is
to
Doug
back
Cole, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
No, it's not Doug Cole. My last name, everybody has one in their house. H-A-L-L.
Oh. You're Doug Cole.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, unless you're smart enough to marry somebody that's so intelligent that she knows how to design a house. Design a house without a hall, that's wasted space. She's a registered architect. Anyway.
You know, can I comment on that real quick?
Just go room to room.
I don't hate halls. And I'm not one of these big open floor plan junkies like some people are. There are a lot of people that have to have the open floor plan. But to me, you get the heat from the kitchen into your living room.
You do.
You get all that humidity from everything everywhere. And if you're wanting to entertain guests, sometimes you want a wall between all the activity. You want to be able to, like, keep the people in the living room and then keep those people in the kitchen.
Separation.
I don't want to cook in my living room.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you know, happy wife, happy life. So I don't say this anymore, and I only said it once. And briefly, I was unhappy. But I told her, I said, darling, sometimes people like a transition from room to room, a hall, and that's a different place for the women to hang things on the wall. But anyway, I wanted to make a prediction, and I'm going to back it up with my wallet. I will make a special trip to Midtown Pizza Kitchen and pull out whoever's face is on a $20 bill and buy a $20 gift certificate for Baron Coleman if this doesn't happen in the next 24 months. Hillary Rodham Clinton will announce that she has something similar to what John McCain had, an incurable fatal disease.
All right, a couple things on
this. In the next 24 months.
A couple things on this. One is, I love your bet. I think it's an interesting bet. It's a cool take. But I think you're cheap. $20. I got to wait 24 months for $20? That's a 90 cent per month bet.
Bear don't want to go the whole yard, dog.
That is 3 cents a day. I got to sit around for 3 cents a day waiting on her to die? Come on, man. Come on.
For a chance that it might
not be cheap. Don't throw a hundo on it.
Nah, if it's not the whole yard, we don't want it.
Well, I see. Come on, man. All right, Doug. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
All right.
I love how your Facebook feed is full of food.
Yeah. Troy, all I do is cook.
Yeah, I see this.
What, is he looking back over his Facebook feed?
Yeah. No, I'm just scrolling mine, and he's looking.
Yeah, he's scrolling, and I'm kind of.
And you're just being a nosy.
I'm being Snoopy.
That's why I got my computer turned away from him.
I don't mean to.
Well, it's either turned to the camera or turned to Seth. What am I going to do?
Yeah, and I'm just watching cook food.
Seth doesn't care.
Did you say William?
Yes.
Yeah, William, you're on the air.
Hey, look, I wasn't going to do this, but I checked the rules, and this is Friday, and I discovered that there ain't Nairn.
He's exactly right.
I heard that somewhere. I don't know. I've never listened to this program and never will, but... But anyway, I just want to know, is 84 on vacation, or did he relocate, or is it a term limit thing, or what? It seems that...
I'll say this. Let me cover for 84 here. He is in a line of work where when it's above 90 degrees, he's particularly busy. And when it's like between 70 and 80, he ain't got nothing to do.
Same here.
I just wondered, you know, Seth Spotlow's showing up everywhere lately, just like 84.
Yeah.
So I just wondered if he was...
He caught the 84 herpes.
It's below the knee.
Well, I was not going the cold sore route, but anyway. Sorry, Seth. I just had to yank the chain, man. Thanks, love to hear you. All right, see you.
Hi, brother.
Later, man.
272-9228. Did you watch any of that game last night?
I did.
All right, I got a hot take on this.
Yeah?
The Trump curse is real, boys and girls.
Oh, yeah?
The Trump curse is real. When people come out against Trump, they lose jobs, they lose careers, they lose money. I mean, it's incredible what happens when people come out against Trump. The Golden State Warriors last year after winning said, nah, we're not going to go to the White House. Fine. You don't have to go to the White House. Don't go. And then this year they said, you going to go this year? Nah, we're not going to go. Cool.
Because this year you didn't get invited.
Not only are you not going to get invited because you didn't win, you're going to lose your first and third best players for next season. Because Klay Thompson is OUT.
Gone.
Torn ACL. Kevin Durant may never come back.
Yeah.
He may never come back. He's got one of those injuries that could end his career.
Should have gone.
He'll just go get that stem cell stuff in Germany. He'll be fine.
Go to the White House. Stop coming out against Trump.
Now, Do the Raptors get the invite, or
yes.
do they have to go to like the Syrup Castle or whatever they live in Canada?
Syrup Castle?
What is that?
You know where they have moose and you know, elk?
And they serve labats?
Canada.
Yeah,
maple leaves. It's a thatch hut, but it's maple leaves.
Where the whatever they call it in Canada, the prime minister? Is that what it is?
It's Justin Castro.
Yeah.
It's Fidel Castro's illegitimate son.
Yeah, he lives in the Syrup Castle, right?
But yeah, that's the Trump curse is real, boys and girls. That was a good game last night, though.
It really was.
I was glued to it.
Comebacks.
Totally transfixed on that game. It was never out of reach either way. There was never even a hint of a blowout. But you know what? Don't be a smartass about the President of the United States. I mean, it's like he's got that button. Klay Thompson, make him slip. Make Kevin Durant's ankle go bananas.
Explode his Achilles tendon.
It's like those magnetic mines they had on those boats in the Sea of Oman. If you look closely, you can see where Trump had one put on the back of Kevin Durant's ankle. Bad news, Bears. Bad news, Bears. Do not go messing with the president of these United States. I have the story from last year where the Warriors went to a some museum or something with some kids, which is a noble. I mean, it's honorable, whatever. But, you know, when the president invites you, you go.
Correct.
The president invited the Indy 500 winner. He's French.
Right.
Simon Pagenaud. I think if the massive organization finals or whatever takes place in the United States.
The event is in the...
And you get the invite. And Simon Pagenaud's French, but he got the invite. He went. Incidentally, that is a race that the president thought was big enough to get invited to the White House, but WSFA thought was small enough that they'd play a redneck church service over the first 12 minutes.
I read that.
You remember that?
I read you saying something about
it. I was so freaking infuriated over that.
Yeah.
Midtown Pizza Kitchen has never infuriated me one time in its entire life. I am starving to death, boys and girls. I am starving. You know what they have this week?
What?
Shrimp primavera. Mm. You know what I'm going to eat today?
Shrimp
primavera.
Mm.
Veggies galore. Whole bowl of it. Linguine, some veggies, Gulf shrimp. Perfectly cooked. Not overcooked where they're spongy and all that kind of stuff. Not undercooked where they're like slimy. Perfectly cooked shrimp primavera. Cherry tomatoes, got some asparagus, got some other veggies thrown in there, some spinach. I mean, it's just, I don't know if I had spinach or not. I don't want to speak good to myself. Lots of vegetables, though. I saw a picture. It looked amazing. Shrimp Primavera at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Get by there and get a chance. It's absolutely incredible. They have two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 lunch special. $9 lunch special.
Nah, I'm really hungry.
Yeah. We'll be back, 272-9228.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
News Talk 93.1 is calling names in a good way. And if your name is called, you could be the winner of a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Yay!
I hear you. Well, you just mentioned my name.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. And we'll call out names all week long for you to qualify.
Thank you. Awesome.
A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Business Network, stocks on Wall Street in the red with investors shaken by turmoil in the Middle East. From attacks on two tankers, the U.S. and Iran blaming one another. President Trump this morning telling Fox and Friends he wants to get Iran back to the negotiating table whenever Iran is ready. No rush. Also on the face-off with China.
I believe they have to make the deal, but we're going to see. You know, we've gone up in value $14 or $15 trillion. They've gone down probably $20 trillion.
U.S. factory output posting its first monthly growth of 2019 in May. This is an increase in the production of motor vehicles and parts, counters declines in the making of metals and aerospace equipment. And online pet products retailer Chewy launching its IPO today at $22 a share. It's above its target. The company saying it sold more stock than originally planned. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement, and they have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have good news for you. And today's going to be another great day today with relatively low humidity and comfortable temperatures. More sunshine, high around 87, mostly clear, comfortable tonight, overnight low 65. Now, tomorrow, you'll feel the difference. You'll start to feel more humidity, high temperature up to about 91. Feels like summertime, but the rain chances, I don't have them at zero, but they're under 20% for tomorrow. And then scattered hit or miss storms will be around Sunday and Monday. High temperatures around 90 both days. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
All right, guys, welcome back in the News and Views. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. If you wonder why we're coming in cold without bumper music, we're trying to get the Facebook live stream fixed, and we can't do that if the bumper music keeps getting us knocked off. So while we get it perfected and get the connection fixed and get the placement and the camera and the sound exactly right, we're not going to be able to use bumper music. But once we get that done, we'll be back to normal, hopefully. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. If you want some more information about Bath Innovations, go to their website. Give them a call, 271-2723. Bathinnovations.com, generous sponsors of the phones at our number is 272-9228. Also, 272-WACV. I don't know why we don't give it that way.
Yeah.
Because our call letters are WACV. 272-WACV.
228.
You got to pause after the nine. People don't know.
I know.
People don't understand. Who's this?
Hey, good morning.
Randall.
Hey, you've been doing this Facebook Live stuff a few times, and you've never been knocked off. Why do you think all of a sudden? I mean, I know they do that, but nobody.
I think it's more sinister than we.
Yeah.
They're scared of our large reaches. We have very large reaches. We reach a very large audience, and they're scared.
You do that most certainly. And I just wonder. I mean, somebody like this might have had to point a finger in that direction because them little short music thing, they shouldn't be. And I don't know if it works or not, but you know, you see all these other folks be like, I do not own the rights to this music, and then they just say.
I do know this.
Does that work?
No, that on Facebook, they have a program and it scans it. And if it's copyrighted, then like boom, they just take you down.
It takes it down pretty fast.
I mean, it's like it's almost automatic.
They don't even give you a takedown notice. They take it down for you.
Correct.
But why is all of a sudden just today? Why wasn't it last Friday?
Because we're running it through the board.
Because we got better audio.
So it wasn't picking it up when we were doing it through the board.
We had very lousy audio before. Now we have crystal clear FM quality digital audio. And
y'all can go back talking crap down the breaks and can't nobody hear it.
Been happening all day. Been happening all morning.
Right. That's the key.
You should have heard the last break.
Oh, yeah. Somebody be trying to scan in and read them lips for long. You know how it is.
Someone texted me a minute ago and said that they're getting sick of it, keep dropping, so they're not going to jump on anymore.
Right.
That's fine. I mean, that's normal.
That's kind of the...
We're working the kinks out. We're not charging today.
It's true.
We'll be charging tomorrow, though, or Monday, though.
That's right.
Charging big money Monday.
Well, I'll keep jumping on and jumping back off. I don't care. I'm so happy for this, man. I'm happy for y'all. I'm as happy for Blue Water. And I can't wait till it's 12 o'clock. You know, it goes straight to 12 o'clock at night, you know, local radio. I mean,
Dave, we can come back and do it all night.
We can.
I'm up.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, we're awake.
Oh, yeah. I sleep so poorly, I could come up in the middle of the night and do radio all night, and I'd sound the same the next day. Randall, appreciate your call, man. Thank you. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 41 minutes after 10 o'clock. If you want to join the live feed, go to my Facebook page, Baron Coleman, B-A-R-O-N, Baron with one R, Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N, Coleman like the cooler. Go there. You can check out the live feed. It's there. You can send me a friend request. I've accepted, I don't know, probably 20 today. But I'll be happy to accept your friend request so that you'll get notices whenever we go live. But yeah, Facebook keeps taking us down and then putting us back up. The real feed is going to be at 11 o'clock. This is all just testing. We're going to come in like gangbusters at 11 o'clock. Red Top.
Hey, what do you guys think Donald Trump is up to? He pulled a lot of crazy stuff the past few days with the interview with Stephanopoulos. And the Democrats, media is going nuts today about impeachment. And I can't help but feel this is by design, because I don't think Donald Trump does anything that is not by design. But I find it a very interesting end of the week, especially with the Stephanopoulos interview. What's your impression of that, Baron?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, but where he said he would gladly take information from foreign governments if it was on an opposition.
Yeah.
Now they're quoting a law that it's against and all
okay,
this
okay.
stuff.
Who did the DNC and Hillary Clinton hire to do opposition research on Donald Trump?
Oh, foreign government.
Who? They hired Christopher Steele, an MI6 operator, MI5, MI6 operator from the United Kingdom, a foreign entity. Who did he get his information from? According to the dossier, Kremlin sources. So she paid for Kremlin sources through a British intermediary who compiled a dossier to be used against Donald J. Trump.
Okay,
All Donald Trump said is he would listen if somebody came
in.
Man,
look, here's the thing, too, is that, like, in any campaign, you have so many inputs and you have so many people that want to tell you things, and the actual, you know what's actually harder than accepting whatever from foreign sources or sources out of state or, you know, somebody within the campaign or without the campaign, blacking it all out and figuring out what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
That's actually harder than any of the amount of information you get.
Yep.
Snuffleupagus was trying to set him up.
Yeah, it was a setup, but...
No, Donald Trump is loading up the Democrats for a setup.
Possibly.
That's
what I said
all this.
When we covered this on Tuesday.
Appreciate your call. That's a good call.
Thank you.
272-9228. Earth to Major Tom.
Hey, sir. How are you today?
Doing well, Tom. How are you?
Hey, I wanted to talk to you just for a second. I know you guys only got a few minutes left and you need to say some stuff. The torpedoes yesterday, I was right on that, were mines. I know a little bit about mines, so we're going to talk about that just for a second. You have contact mines, acoustic mines, and magnetic mines. Contact mines are from World War II and prior. You just run over them and they blow up. Acoustic mines have a brain. It's a signature. They listen for the signature of the whatever's passing over it, submarine, ship, or whatever it may be. And then it activates and just goes off like a torpedo and sinks it. And then you have the magnetic mine. That was the second generation after the contact mine. That magnetic mine is similar. It sits on the bottom and it looks for the metal, the large metal, whatever it is, ship. And once it finds it, it goes after it. And nowadays, they attach themselves prior to detonation. You could put the mine on the ship 3 days before it gets to where you want it to blow up. Okay?
So how does the mine get above the water line? Because it seems like some of the damage was above the water line.
The mines that they have aren't, they don't have enough explosive in them to actually break the back of the ship. So they hope that the flooding that they produce is enough to disable it to the point where it can't be, the ship
right,
can't
but
be
that
used.
Didn't answer my question. How does a mine attach itself and cause the damage above the waterline?
It attaches itself right at the waterline, and the blast
goes up.
You got to figure water's more dense than air.
Right.
Water's more dense than air. So most of the blast, if it's just right at the surface or just a little bit below the surface, it's all going to be directed upwards and in. So that's what happens.
Okay.
And then the last thing was, I looked up that book yesterday, and that guy's got, David McCullough is the author,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's got like 6 or 8 different, I'm not saying volumes, but...
successor pieces, companion pieces, covering the life of Teddy Roosevelt.
Right, but I need to get the first one, right?
Yeah, Mornings on Horseback is the one I recommend because it gives you all the background. You're talking about Teddy Roosevelt, harkening back to a conversation we had yesterday. Mornings on Horseback gives you all the context from his childhood that helps explain why Teddy Roosevelt was the significantly, cool, calm, collective figure he was as president. I mean, all the things he faced in his childhood made him ready to be president.
All right, I'm going to order it tonight. I just seen where there's been revisions, you know, over the years.
Well,
I wanted to get the original one.
Yeah, it's a good book. You're going to love it.
All right, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
As I read Mornings on Horseback the first time, I got on Google Maps and I looked up the houses where they lived along the way.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is now like a Macy's store.
Yeah, it's like on Fifth Avenue.
Yes. It's like on 57th and 5th, something like that.
It's like
beautiful.
Right, like Parkside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's bananas.
And it's gorgeous. Like a 5-story, 11-bedroom mansion that they've turned into a...
I think it was like 19 bedrooms. But
yeah, whatever. But I mean, they were rich.
Yeah.
You know the first photograph of
they
Teddy Roosevelt?
Wealthy.
Yeah. You know what the first photograph of Teddy Roosevelt
was? Yeah, it's Lincoln's funeral.
He's
sitting in the window.
Yeah. Just as a little pup.
Yep.
Just a little bitty pup. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Again, the Facebook Live feed is superior audio quality. In the past, it's been difficult to understand. Yeah. There's been a lot of problems. Now, it sounds as good as it does in our headphones.
That's right.
Sounds as good as it does in our headphones. So we'll check that out. At 11 o'clock, Chrissy's going to come by, as she does each and every week. I think 84 is going to stop by. Brady Moore told me 84 was going to
stop by. That's right. He did.
I got a call this morning from Brady Moore. He said, Baron. I said, but Brady, where has 84 been? He said, Baron, it's been really hot outside. And when it's really hot outside, 84 can't make it. But he is going to be here. That's what I was told this morning. If he brings me shrimp primavera from Midtown Pizza Kitchen, I'll let him go on air. If not, he's out of luck. ASC Credit Union, boys and girls, ASC Credit Union has an amazing offer for you. An absolutely amazing offer. You know what it is? All you suckers out there paying those big globalist banks, you guys are paying them money. You guys are paying them fees. You guys are paying them minimum balances where you basically have to have money that you can't use. That's worse than paying money. Have $1,500 sitting there you can't even use. ASC Credit Union says, bubkis to all that. Forget all of it. All they want to do is give you an absolutely free checking account. After you get started with that, you'll find things like low interest rates on cars, low interest rates on commercial lending, personal loans. You can do whatever you want with them. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. ASC Credit Union is absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. You're going to love dealing with these folks. And starting Monday, I got a new set of talking points starting Monday. Starting Monday, they're going to roll out a plan that's going to blow your little mind. You're not going to be able to handle it. ASC Credit Union is that intense about keeping and earning your business. So get by earning and keeping your business. Go by ASC Credit Union, 9 locations right here in the River Region. ASC Credit Union on the web, yourascu.com, yourascu.com. Federally insured NCUA, equal opportunity lender.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back into News and Views. Welcome back into News and Views. It is 9 minutes before the top of the hour. 9 minutes before the top of the hour. This hour of the program brought to you in part by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage does a fantastic job. They do fantanimous jobs. All you got to do is get in touch with Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. When you get in touch with her at 567-4223, she is going to take you by the hand and lead you through the process. You don't have to know anything. You don't have to be able to do anything. She's going to do everything for you. She's the mortgage guru. Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. On the web, alahomemortgage.com, alahomemortgage.com. She has been a generous sponsor of this program for almost 5 years. Almost 5 years. And what have I learned in the last 5 years? I've learned that I knew nothing about mortgages before she showed up. Absolutely nothing about mortgages before she showed up. But now, I know a little enough to be dangerous. I know enough to get you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, that's you've been through it twice, so you're an expert.
I'm an expert. That's why you call Kim Williams, because you don't want to trust your humble talk show host here. 567-4223, 567-4223, her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Brady called me this morning.
Yeah.
He said, I said, but Brady, I thought something happened in 84. I thought he'd been swallowed up by quicksand. I saw him in this cowboy hat. I thought he was in an 80s Western, 1800s Western. I thought he got swallowed up by quicksand. And he said, no, man, he'll be there. He alleged that you'd been working. I knew that wasn't true.
We knew that was a lie.
So have you been sick? What's been going on?
Dude, I have lots of responsibilities.
I can only imagine.
Do you know how many contacts Brady gives me? How many shows I do?
Two?
How many spots that I run?
No. None.
I did one time.
None. All right, during the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to be Facebook Living for real. It's on there right now as a test if you want to check it out. If you wonder why we're not doing music for bumper music the last couple of segments, it's because it keeps knocking us off.
It's Zucker's fault.
It's Zuck.
Thanks, Zuck.
Zuck sucks. I understand why they do that. They don't want people sitting there doing like their own radio shows on Facebook. And having big audiences.
Well, you
got to fix that, though. It sucks in the car listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks without, because really, I mean, to be honest, Baron, Dave, the best part of the show is the bumper music.
Well,
it's not what you say.
It's an integral part.
It's not your takes.
Oh. It's an integral part of the show, Klabe.
It's like, just listen for the bumper music.
Sure. There has to be a way to license, because, like, I mean, the NBA does it, you know? I mean, like, and it might be that big corporations are allowed to, and small businesses like Blue Water aren't, but there has to be some kind of verification thing where you can do that.
Well, but it's not on my personal Facebook page.
Right.
Not now. But if you go to my personal Facebook page, go to Baron Coleman, go to my personal Facebook page, you can jump on the Facebook Live. The audio has been fixed. But Baron, I don't want to go to your garbage Facebook page, because your garbage feed the last few weeks has been awful, and the sound's been terrible. Radio quality.
Oh, I thought
did it sound good when you
I thought
it?
You were going to say radio edit.
No.
I did too.
No. Radio quality. It's that good.
No, it did. I mean, it sounded fine.
This is interesting to me. I found this story here. 60% of students at New York's ultra-liberal Waldorf school. I know there's a Waldorf
Astoria
hotel. I've stayed in that.
Well,
it's a dump.
Look at the big timer here.
No, it's a dump. Have you ever stayed in there?
No.
The rooms are like a tenth the size of the studio.
It's New York.
Yeah.
You want a big room? You're going to come out of.
You ever stayed in the Hilton in Midtown? Those are decent sized rooms.
I'd say it's
for the money.
I'd say it's St. Regis.
Yeah, so you can do decent sized rooms for maybe $400 or $500 a night,
right.
But it's New York.
It's New York.
It's not Montgomery. So, but 60% of the students at the Waldorf school, the mm-hmm. ultra liberal Waldorf school,
mm-hmm.
are unvaccinated.
Mm.
Completely unvaccinated. If you were to believe.
They're all going to die.
Yes, how is anyone there alive?
They're not. They're the undead.
If you were to believe any of these, who's this on one?
William B.
William B. We'll get to him in a second. If you were to believe any of these normal mainstream publications, you would believe every one of these children has already died.
Yeah, from measles.
Measles. You know.
Mumps or rubella.
Yes.
Smallpox. Polio.
Measles hadn't killed anybody in 10 years.
Black Death.
Polio hadn't killed anybody in decades.
The plague.
They don't have the plague?
No.
Oh, I thought they'd have the plague by now.
No, no plague. No plague.
It's coming back.
What about cancer or AIDS or cancer AIDS? They don't have any of those?
No.
Oh, well. I'm just throwing out some possible epidemics, Baron.
Mother of an unvaccinated child here in the New York suburbs says he eats papaya to help combat the measles.
Okay, well, she should be suplexed. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I tend to agree.
Yeah. I'm just going to eat some papaya.
All right.
Everybody knows you eat pomegranates to fight that.
Pomegranates are hard to eat. Someone gave me a pomegranate one time, and I opened it up. I guess you just eat the seeds.
You couldn't figure out how to eat it, could you?
It's a weird-looking fruit. You open it up and look at it. You're like, what do I do
here? All these little rabbit droppings come out.
Yeah.
William B.
Hey. Yeah, I know I'm not supposed to call back twice in the same day, but
I know you called the first time. When was that?
Wait, now, listen, hold on. Time out, William B. Today is Friday. Dave, what are the rules on Friday?
Ain't there.
Okay, so you can call back twice. Now go.
If I listened to this program, I would know that, but I don't listen, and I never will.
Sure.
Okay.
Nobody else does either, William.
Now that we've gotten that dead joke out of the way, what's your point?
I just wanted to apologize for calling him out because 84 showed up after I asked if he had retired. Did you need
I can
me
think
to go
of,
by
I can think I can think of about five other names if you utter, I will hunt you down and kill you.
Well, I know Seth. Is Seth still there?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe the herpes didn't work. I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to apologize for calling out the name and then
slandered you, 84.
Did he?
Yeah,
I missed that part.
He did.
William B.
He did.
I did not say anything about a fever blister.
No, we didn't say that.
I didn't say anything about a fever blister. I don't know. He's accused you of not working or something.
Oh.
Oh yeah. No.
He accused you of laying down on the dang job. 84.
I asked if he had retired or if it was something to do with term limits or something because Seth Spotlow's taking his place. He's showing up everywhere.
Mm.
You got to watch him. Clay, you got to watch him, man. He's taking over. He's moving in on your territory.
Yep. All right, William. Appreciate it.
All right,
it. Buddy. Again, check us out on the Facebook Live feed. We're going to get this up. We're going to get it sold. I think we figured out a way to keep it on, but we're going to have to limit it to 1 hour a day, which means just 5 opportunities per week for sponsorship. That keeps the price high because our audience knows about supply and demand.
They do.
If we do it 15 hours a week right out of the gate, what happens? Hey, the price goes down. Once people get used to paying a little, what happens? They don't ever want to pay a lot.
That's right.
We're going to ask them to pay a lot, a whole lot.
A lot.
A lot. A
lot of money.
This is not going to be cheap. You're going to get a sign over here. You're going to get a
big
mention
sign
on there.
It's going to
be
huge. Sign. It's
going to be huge. You're going to love it. You're going to absolutely
bigly.
Love it. 84's in the studio. Christy should join us at the 11 o'clock hour. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon each.